Hello, my wonderful friend. It is me, Inara, and I am so happy you are here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that touches my heart. So many parents are reaching out, saying their child avoids physical activities, says they are not athletic, and it breaks their heart to see their little one sitting on the sidelines. If this is you, I want you to take a deep breath because you are not alone and there is so much hope here. First, let me tell you something wonderful. When your child says they are not athletic, they are not telling you a permanent truth about who they are. They are telling you how they feel right now in this moment. And feelings, my friend, can change. Children at ages 5 and 6 are in this beautiful, tender stage where they are becoming more aware of themselves and others. They notice who runs faster, who catches the ball more easily, and sometimes they decide, I am not good at this, before they have even really tried. But here is what the research shows, and this is so important. Children aged 5 to 6 years are in a critical window for building physical confidence and motor skills. Their little bodies are ready to learn coordination, balance, and strength. And when they engage in joyful, playful physical activities, not competitive sports, but joyful movement, their brains actually grow stronger. Studies show that just 3 times a week of fun, goal-oriented play can improve every area of motor development. Speed, balance, coordination, all of it. So what is happening when your child avoids physical activities? The magic book whispers this to me. They are not lacking ability. They are experiencing fear. Fear of failure, fear of comparison, fear of not being good enough. And you know what? That fear is completely normal. It is part of their beautiful, developing awareness of the world. But we do not want that fear to become their identity. Let me share what experts tell us. Dr. Pangung Sutapa, who studies motor development in young children, discovered something magical. When children engage in goal-oriented play activities, they do not feel like they are training or working hard. They simply experience joy and the desire to do it again. The key word there is joy, not pressure, not competition, joy. And the Raising Children Network, which supports families all over the world, reminds us that at ages 5 and 6, children are naturally eager to show off new physical skills. You have probably heard your child shout, "Look at me," when they master something new. That enthusiasm is still there, my friend. It is just hiding under the fear. So how do we help? How do we gently guide our children from "I am not athletic" to "I love moving my body"? Let me share 5 gentle strategies that the magic book and research both support. First, reframe physical activity as exploration, not performance. Instead of saying, "Let us practice soccer," try saying, "Let us discover what your body can do today." Make it about curiosity and wonder, not about being good or bad at something. When you remove the pressure of performance, children relax. And when they relax, they play. And when they play, they learn. Second, celebrate effort, not outcome. When your child tries something new, even if they stumble, even if they do not succeed, celebrate the trying. Say things like, "I saw you try that 3 times. Your body is learning." Or, "You kept going even when it was hard." That is courage. This teaches them that the magic is in the effort, not the result. Third, find their movement rhythm. Not every child will love soccer or basketball. Some children love dancing. Some love climbing. Some love swimming or riding bikes or even just running in circles in the backyard. The magic book teaches us that every child has their own unique way of moving through the world. Your job is not to make them athletic in the traditional sense. Your job is to help them discover what kind of movement brings them joy. Fourth, move together. Children learn by watching and doing alongside people they love. Go on family bike rides, dance in the living room, play tag in the park. When they see you moving your body with joy, not perfection, they learn that movement is for everyone, not just for people who are naturally athletic. And fifth, use stories as gentle guides. This is where the magic book truly shines. We have a beautiful story called The Dream Rhythm Marathon, where Kenji and Miva discover that they do not have to be the fastest or the strongest. They just have to find their own dream rhythm, their own way of moving forward. And with help from their friend Celeste, they learn that persistence and believing in themselves helps them accomplish things they never thought possible. This story is perfect for children who feel like they are not athletic, because it shows them that physical challenges are not about being better than others. They are about discovering what your own body can do when you believe in it. After you read this story together, you can talk with your child about their own dream rhythm. You can ask, "What kind of movement makes your body feel happy?" and then you can explore together without pressure, without comparison. My wonderful friend, I want you to hear this. Your child is not broken. They are not lacking. They are simply at the beginning of their journey with their body. And you, with your patience and your love and your gentle encouragement, are the perfect guide for them. Research shows that when parents approach physical activity with celebration of small efforts, with focus on fun rather than achievement, children naturally develop both skills and confidence. You do not need to be a coach. You do not need to have all the answers. You just need to be present, to be encouraging, and to help them see that their body is a gift, not a test. So here is what I want you to try this week. Choose one small, joyful movement activity. Maybe it is dancing to their favorite song. Maybe it is riding bikes to the park. Maybe it is playing a silly game of freeze dance. Do it together. Celebrate every moment of effort, and watch what happens when the pressure lifts and the joy returns. The magic book and I believe in you, we believe in your child. And we are here, with stories and wisdom and so much love, to support you on this journey. Sweet dreams, my wonderful friend. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.